Pavakama Perek Tes Mishnah Tes. Hagozel es aviv v'nishbalov. Person steals from his father, and then he swears, v'meis, and then his father dies. Hareza mishalim karen v'chomesh levanov ola echav. He pays karen chomesh to the sons of his father, meaning his brothers or his stepbrothers, or to his father's brother. And the Rav points out that even though his father died, and he does yarshin his father, so whatever he owed his father from what he stole him, a part of that goes to him. Nevertheless, he still has to do a hashava. And he's not allowed to keep for himself, even if it's the exact amount that he's yarshining. He can't just say, well, I owed him $20, and I'm yarshining the $20 that I owed him. It's as if I paid him, and now I'm just taking it back. He can't do that. He has to do a hashava, and that hashava goes to the rest of his brothers, or his uncle. Except for one exception, if there's a shinoi, and then he'd be koneh. But assuming that there's no shinoi, his father died, he does not yarshin that part. Vim eino rotze, o she'eino, if he doesn't want to, meaning it's a mitzvah and a mufcher to do this, to leave it with the brothers. But let's say he doesn't want to do that, or he doesn't have enough money to do that, so he doesn't want to give up his Yerusha. Let's say, just to keep it simple, it was $20, and that was his Yerusha. Love u'balichovim ba'im v'nifroim. So he does like this. He just has to borrow from somebody else. So now he has, let's say he borrows $20 from somebody else. So now he's got the $20 in his pocket that he wouldn't have had if he did like we just said and just left it by the brothers. So now he's at $20 and he tells the guy that he borrowed from, you can go collect from my brothers because amongst my brothers, there's $20 that they're holding of mine. And there, that would be okay because he did the Heshavis Akzela. It is by the brothers. It's not by him. And now that chelik that's by the brothers, a creditor can go and collect from. And if there are no Yarshim, except him, let's say he's the only son. So what he does is he borrows from somebody else. So let's say he Yarshim $20. He borrows $20 from somebody else, and now he's got $40. And then he tells this other person, I'm paying you back with the money that I'm supposed to pay my father back. The money that I stole from my father. So there is some type of hashava that he's doing, even though he's just giving it to some balchov, he can do that. And he can also give it for ksuvit for his wife, or give it to tztaka. He just has to say that this is the stolen goods from my father. The Rambam actually learns in the Mishnah, O she'ein lo, in the previous, that this is actually the case, that she'ein lo, not that he doesn't have money, but he doesn't have any brothers. So the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah, it's Taisyanta brings this up, O she'ein lo, he doesn't have brothers, lo v'valichov v'bamin from him. That he borrows from them and they go and collect what he owes them from the money he owed his father.